Okay, good afternoon, everyone. I will call the meeting to order, and our first order of business is the approval of the minutes from 2 weeks ago. They were distributed with the agendas. I'll make a motion to approve.
This is Doug. I'll second it.
Okay. Any discussion regarding the minutes? Then all in favor say aye. Aye, Brad.
Aye, Doug.
Aye, Matt.
Okay. Next agenda item, and I'm just scrolling down on my computer screen to the
loans.
For loans here.
We've got 15 loans, about $13 million.
Mr. Chairman, they've been approved for public purpose by DOJ.
Thank you. Is there I'll make a motion to approve the loans.
This is Doug. I'll second the motion.
Is there any discussion regarding the loans this meeting? All right, then I'll call for the vote. All in favor, say aye. Aye, Brad.
Aye, Doug.
Matt, I'll vote no.
Okay. Then we are off to...
Got a couple of land.
Item 4, proposed land bank sale to the U.S. Department of Interior.
I'd like to talk about this.
Okay.
I have a question about that. Maybe without taking a lot of time, I was surprised to see the Fish and Wildlife Service purchasing land in Wisconsin. Do they own quite a bit of property, and do they own the adjacent property that they wish to buy?
Yes and yes, Tom.
So the answer to the first question is they own some land in Wisconsin, but I wouldn't characterize it as a lot. But they do own the land adjacent to this particular parcel.
Is it officially designated some sort of a national piece of property?
It is designated as a federal wildlife area.
Okay.
It's outside the consolidation zone?
Yep.
It makes sense, and we're getting a very good price for it. It's not property that we can use, so it's a good idea. I'll make a motion to approve this loan to the Fish and Wildlife Service.
Hey, I'll second that. Is there any further discussion regarding that sale? All right, then. All in favor selling? I'm going to go back to what this was again. It is
the sale of land to the Fish and Wildlife Service. In Monroe County.
Yeah, about 40 acres in size. Okay.
Right, 40 acres for $100,000+.
All in favor, say aye. I'll vote aye.
Doug, I vote aye.
Yeah, this is Matt. I vote aye.
You're selling land, Matt. Yep.
Oh, yeah. I'm a yes.
And then we have... One other
failure,
I'm sorry. Yeah. So
this is a private
Swamp Creek in Oneida County.
This is Doug. In this case, we don't have a buyer. You just wish to put this piece of property up for bids, correct?
Well, what we have in this situation is the person who owns the land that surrounds our property is interested in buying it, and we're interested in selling. And so this is a situation where we'd have a sealed bid, but it's likely that there'd only be one bidder, and it's the only person that would have access to the property.
And because it's a private person rather than a government agency, we can't just sell it to them directly.
Correct.
Okay. Well, I will make a motion that we put this sealed bid up for bidding.
I'll second that.
Matt, I'll second that motion.
Okay, thanks, Matt. And then in terms of discussion, it has no legal access for us. It's not productive land. It fits all of our, even though it's inside the consolidation zone, it fits our criteria for ridding ourselves of this because it's of no use to us. All right, all in favor, say aye. Aye, Brad.
Aye, Doug.
This is Matt. I'll vote aye.
Okay. Jonathan, do you have an executive secretary report?
Yes, I do, Mr. Chairman, and it's pretty brief. First off, I don't think I need to get into the investment transaction report and the fixed income report or the public equity report because they're in writing in front of you. And we're proceeding very cautiously on any equity acquisitions and are showing a net plus of dividends versus acquisition if you include, you know, the diminution in value from some of those shares. So we're okay with it. It's still a very, very minor position at just shy of 3% right now. I would like to bring up the estimated common school fund distribution because it's that time of year. And first, I wanted to thank you all for giving me the privilege of serving with you for 3 years. I have no information on what's up for me in the future, but I do want to say some things about what you've accomplished or what we've together accomplished, and it's led to a pretty good distribution. Basically, we're going to be announcing, Rich will expand on this, a distribution this year of $36.2 million, which is a little shy of the record in the past, but it shows us getting very, very close to, that past highest level. Secondly, we can now honestly say that the smoothing fund is 100% filled and will be filled again next year. And as a result, we can pretty confidently predict a record distribution next year. Actually, it may be time to tweak the investment plan just to accommodate a little larger distribution now that the smoothing fund is full. But that's for a future board to look at. I just wanted to thank you all for your work on this. This has stabilized I think we did well with the Legislative Council Study Committee in part, or maybe in the main, because we had undertaken to implement prudent person investing, and our board had adopted this plan, and we've been implementing it. So, Rich, do you want to add anything to that?
Yeah, I just wanted to thank the board for shepherding us through one of those, what I believe is probably one of the most important periods in the 170-year history of this agency. Now, moving forward from the legislature's laundry list of fixed income investments to the prudent investor standard has been really a watershed event for BCPL and creates the opportunity for future generations to benefit from these trust funds that were established at state. So, I appreciate your work to preserve the trust funds and the agency, and I want to thank you for that.
That's our little message. Oh, I've got one other request, Mr. Chairman. We don't think we need a meeting on January 2nd. There aren't very many loans in the pipeline. I think there are four. And Rich contacted everybody, and none of them need the money in very early January. So we could skip the final board meeting if that would be a meet with your approval.
Okay.
That's right.
Anybody else object?
No objection.
Tom, do you
have something?
Okay. Even though we might not need a meeting, I would appreciate if I could have a little bit of time with the commissioners to get signatures for land patents sometime in the next couple of weeks.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay.
What's the deadline for having them?
Well, the deadline, if I'm going to get all three of your signatures, I got to make sure that I'm getting them all from the same board. And so, what are we talking about? Is it January 6th is the last day in office?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you around today, Doug?
No.
Tomorrow or the next day?
No, I won't be around until, I guess, when does it? Maybe the 1st or 2nd of January, I'm not sure.
Okay.
So it would have to be January, like, 3rd or 4th or 5th, I suppose.
Okay, well, we do want to get it with this board because it might be hard to get the other board together. And there's three at least land patents, aren't there, Tom? One of them's the Three Lakes School District.
I believe there are at least two and maybe three.
Are they ready to go now, Tom? Are they ready for signature?
They have not been reviewed by your...
I will be around the 2nd, 3rd, 4th of January. Tomorrow I'm in Milwaukee, and Thursday I'm in Wausau. I I think I'll be in Madison on Friday, so we can sort this out. I'm not sure about that. But one way or another, I'll be around before January 5th.
Fantastic.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, there's Matt. I can make myself available at some point, too.
Great.
Thanks.
Well, then I'm signing off as chairman of the commission of the Bureau of Public Commissioner of Public Lands. And
no, we have one more meeting.
No, we don't, Doug. We're not going to
cancel it.
I thought we had a meeting on January 2nd or 3rd.
Yes, we just decided that we don't need that meeting.
Oh, I didn't hear that. I'm sorry.
Oh,
I'm sorry, Doug. I missed that. Pardon me. Well, in that case, Brad, I want to say that it's been a pleasure to work with you, and you've done a good job as the chair. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Doug. And I just, to the staff, to the whole team at BCPL, you guys have done wonderful work, and it's been a real privilege to work with you.
Feeling is mutual, Brad.
Thank you. All right, everybody have a wonderful Christmas and
a prosperous
Happy New Year.
Vicky, don't hang up.
That was Matt.
Vicky, stay there, Vicky.